Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. The Toowoomba Regional Council has announced its latest move to combat our local housing crisis. It's given a big green tick to a 190 home development application in Meringandan West. Council said in a statement the approved development will incorporate street tree plantings and a network of pedestrian paths along internal roads to create a high-quality streetscape. It comes as new data shows a huge chunk of household income is being chewed up in weekly rent here in the Darling Downs and Maranoa. The typical renter locally is currently forking out 29% of their pay packet to service a lease. According to CoreLogic, that's 26% higher than 2020. Toowoomba's buses are being used as free escape vehicles for criminals. That's according to the Transport Workers Union, who says drivers on the Garden City's urban runs have reported fare evasions, thefts, chroming, abuse and even assaults. Regional organiser for the TWU, Jeff Green, says he's working to get driver protection and safety officers on our local buses.
We're seeing bus drivers leave the industry in hordes because they're actually, you know, they're scared. There's mental health issues that happen after these events do occur. They're leaving, they're going to better paying jobs and better industries because, you know, like I said, they wake up every morning, they go to work, they should be safe at work.
Funding has been set aside by the state government. It now needs to be allocated to our region. And briefly, the controversial coal royalty scheme is rumoured to be driving a record surplus in next month's state budget. The Australian is reporting a $6 billion jump in revenue since December. And taking a look at the QRL, and the Western Clydesdales got off to a quick start on the weekend, galloping out to an early 8-point lead in their clash against South Logan in Toowoomba yesterday. But the experience of the Carmichael Hunt-coached squad shone through, and the visitors ended up taking the win, 36-28. Our Clydesdales are now 2-8, sitting at 13th on the ladder, only above the Ipswich Jets and Mackay Cutters, both of whom haven't notched a win yet.